You're listening to Heart in the Pain podcast. What you can find in this podcast is everything, news, leaks, reviews, everything of the latest material of Marvel, DC, Disney, Star Wars, TV, comics, films, you name it. If you're new to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button or the favorite button on the Anchor app. Thank you guys for listening, and let's get started. All right, guys, welcome. I know it's been a couple of weeks I've been out, but actually I've been waiting to kind of bring you good content. Like, I was waiting for Comic-Con. We are in Comic-Con right now. I wish I was there, but next year I will be there. But I am still connected and following Twitter like a hungry child with his mama. No, that was probably a horrible analogy. But yes, I am following Twitter and all the people that I know that are there in the studios and the writers. So it's been a really, really good week. A lot of stuff that I've been trying to get for you guys to get the production a little bit better for you guys and just a little bit better quality. I'm still going to be uploading through Anchor and distributing episodes through there, but I'm doing more so the production side for you guys, so it can be just a little bit more fun for you guys. So So a lot of stuff that we have to talk about, guys. This is going to be, now you don't hear me say this a lot. I don't really talk about DC a lot, but I will be talking about DC a lot in this episode. But just going over some different things that just popped up just recently. So I'm going to go over the kind of like the latest news right now. And pretty much after that, I'm going to be kind of going hashing out some stuff that Comic-Con has been releasing. So guys, if you are new listening to Heart in the Pain podcast, thank you so much for listening and taking the time out of your busy day to listen to me ramp. But if you are a fan of Marvel and DC, comics, TV, all those kind of good things that you heard in the intro, please hit the subscribe button. Or if you're listening to me on the Anchor app, hit that favorite button and please show me some claps too, guys. Show me some love. But again, before I get into everything, guys, we hit over 1,000 subscribers and listeners, guys. Thank you so much. This is just kind of a dream come true. I've always wanted to start a podcast. I've always wanted to put my stuff out there, but really I didn't know if I was going to be unique enough for you guys or if anybody would like me. But I'm very, very passionate about Marvel, DC comics, and film. I'm a film head at heart. If you guys have been listening to me ever since the beginning, you guys know I'm a film major. I work in film and all those kind of good stuff. So that's why sometimes if you don't see an episode for a couple weeks, it's because I am on set or I'm working. So, yes, congratulations to Heart of the Pain podcast and you guys. Just thank you for your faithfulness and thank you for just following me and being that. So, all right, let's jump into it. Just devastating news coming from Marvel. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard it. If not, this will be very, very shocking. But James Gunn, Disney has fired James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 as well as out of Marvel Studios. It was like cold turkey like that. Pretty much what it was in a nutshell, guys, this is very like devastating because James Gunn is one of the spearheads to build the next 20 films in the cosmic phase of Marvel films. So you guys already know a little bit of that listening to the podcast and, you know, other content, things out there. But yes, very, very, very devastating news. Supposedly James Gunn put out some tweets years ago, something with some explicit content, and you know, I guess Disney did some digging and found that. It's weird that they found that after years and two movies being released. That's kind of weird that you think they would have to do that first, but the whole situation is very weird. The whole fan base is standing up and kind of like standing with Gunn as well as Dave Bautista. He's been really blowing up Twitter. This is very, very, I was shocked yesterday. right around 7, I think they tweeted that out, and I was very, very, very shocked with that. So, guys, just be on the close lookout for that. I hope there is some kind of turnaround. This is not to be expect. I didn't really expect stuff like this to happen. It was, I mean, we know on the Kathleen Kennedy, you know, Disney / Star Wars Lucasfilms kind of thing, because, you know, they drop directors like it's the freaking NBA coaches. And NFL coaches. To see this being, kind of spread into the kind of comic world and film world of that, it's just kind of very sad. And again, I've been following James Gunn personally for years, and I've seen him grown, and he has articulated and tweeted about his growth and how he has matured and stuff like that, and how he views the world and situations. But I'm not taking too much time with that. But yes, this is very, very sad that James Gunn is no longer with Marvel Studios and Disney. I hope, again, there is a turnaround. I'm really praying for the man, and just seeing that hopefully maybe Disney can reopen a door. But right now, rumor has it they're wanting Taika Waititi who did Thor 3, if you didn't know that, to do Guardians 3, which I think that's kind of like wrong, because I think Tiki should stay in the vein of Thor. But I don't know. I just really don't like some of the stuff that's really, really messy. But moving on. Okay, moving on, guys. I won't have that much kind of breaks here, because I'm recording this on something else, and then without Anchor, just want to explain that to you guys. So sometimes you might hear breaks and sometimes you might not. So this is the new stuff that I'm doing. But let's get into some of the DC news here. It is Saturday if you're listening to it right now. Today it is Saturday, but it may be at a later time if you do listen to it. Aquaman trailer is dropping today. Now, guys, I know in the past I have been bashing, you know, Zack Snyder's version of Aquaman. And some of the stuff over the past 6 months, maybe even less than that, they've been kind of clearing some stuff up and why they went this approach. I don't really like the long hair, kind of like Western cowboy kind of thing of Aquaman. I'm like, that doesn't work. But more and more, I kind of just sat back and, you know, one, being a horror director, a horror film director, messing with Aquaman, and more I get to see like a little bit of leaks and a little bit of the content and set photos and a little bit of the story and everything. Aquaman is going to be kind of like an Indiana Jones, kind of an adventure type. It's going to be very, very different from Wonder Woman and then, you know, Batman versus Superman and Zack Snyder's world. So this is something that's very, very intriguing. And actually, I have turned from not really saying, I mean, I remember telling my friend months ago saying, you know what, I'm not going to see Aquaman at all. But just seeing a little bit of the turn around of like the content and the people that are writing it and how they're really putting it together, this might be very, very interesting. And even in the beginning of Justice League, which, you know, I think majority people hate it, and I hated it, but the individual films were very, very good. And explaining Aquaman's armor, in that in this film, he will get the famous, you know, orangish, yellow, green armor. So really excited for that, guys. Be on the lookout for that. Again, I literally have my Twitter feed up right now, and it hasn't been released yet, but please be on the lookout for that. Might be doing an episode of that, just like covering the Aquaman trailer. But yes, very, very excited for Aquaman, and that they're literally releasing that right now at Comic-Con. So that's something that's very, very interesting. Some Venom news. I know I'm going to be dabbling in and out of DC and Venom, but DC and Marvel, guys, sorry. But Tom Hardy actually put out a tweet and some post here that he would love to be or fight Tom Holland Spider-Man. Now, again, that's Tom Holland Spider-Man that is in the MCU, and this Venom has already been leaked out, I guess in a way, not really leaked, but it has been already said and confirmed that this is a different universe where Venom is existing. Because, again, Sony is doing this. This is coming out in October, guys. So I really can't wait for that. That's pretty much, we're going to have Venom to kind of ride on until March, till we have Captain America. And then our final Avengers 4, which is not really going to go into too much. I know you guys love Avengers 4 news, but I'm not going to go into too much because that's an episode in itself. But Tom Hardy put that out. The movie keeps getting better and better. Can't wait to see Carnage. Can't wait to kind of really see the Venom world. The only thing that really doesn't work, they're going to have to put some kind of Spider-Man in there, because how does he get the chest piece of the spider on it? He has to be, the symbiote has to be on Spider-Man's costume. But again, that is not being said at all. So maybe it could be something breezing it, or it could be something that Spider-Man is in the world, and when they got the Venom symbiote, that they already pulled it from Spider-Man, and that maybe some of the actors or the script has that kind of Easter egg in there or somehow, you know. So that's something that is very, very look forward to, guys. I don't know, I was just gotten braked up right there. It's a blah 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 blah. So be on the lookout right now. IGN on Twitter is doing live feeds from Comic-Con and just kind of breezing through the content. So please go follow those guys so you can watch everything that is releasing to Comic-Con. So another really big release for Marvel, because I'm really, really excited for Marvel Spider-Man on PS4, is that they released the new suit of the Velocity suit. That's the DLC. So you're going to get three suits if you pre-order now. It's very easy. Go to GameStop, whatever, and just put a pre-order or wherever you can pre-order so you can get these suits. Now, the collector's edition is already sold out. It's been sold out for months now all around the world. That's crazy. I'm not going to open up my soapbox, but I kind of lost my collector's edition pre-order, but I'm not going to be open that soapbox up. But please go put $5 down, pre-order this game. I know a lot of my fan, Heart of the Paint fans and my Marvel fans are looking forward to this. But you get three suits. You get the Iron Spider, which that's probably the one I'm super excited for from Infinity Wars. You get the Punk Spider-Man, but also you get the new one that is just released through Comic-Con. They kind of just released it there, is the Velocity suit. It looks super cool, looks super awesome. That is something to look forward to. Also, within staying in the vein of Marvel Spider-Man for PS4, they released the new character that's going to be in the story, is Silver Sable. Now, they put this thing out not too long ago. I think it was yesterday, the day before, that now, guys, if you are listening to on the Anchor app, you can comment on this. I might be wrong. I might heard wrong, but that the storyline is going to, because the DLC and how the online, the City Never Sleeps kind of feature in the game, is the game kind of keeps on going. There's no like, hey, I beat the game in a way. You might beat like villains in that way, but after it's done, usually how it is, where you can replay the game again on a harder level and master it and, you know, get these kind of achievements. They're saying, I saw a tweet on the production studio, Activision said that they're pulling this. So I don't have any kind of other updates, but just that. So please be on the lookout for the new trailer that they debuted today at San Diego Comic-Con. And again, guys, I wish I was there so I could be giving you updates, but I will be there next year. So be on the lookout for that. It looks like they're going to be doing the Sinister Six. But also with Spider-Man news for the MCU, Far From Home. I know I said there's a lot of DC news, but I haven't got into it yet. But I'll be doing a quick commercial break right after this. The Spider-Man Far From Home updates, they just signed a couple of other actors and that we're kind of putting the pieces together. And please be shout out to Emergency Awesome on YouTube. He's a man that I've been following. He's a YouTuber I've been following for years now. Really, really great content. He really gets in and digs, and I kind of get a lot of content from him and like updated news from him. But they might be putting together the Sinister Six in Far From Home, but it's not going to be the full Sinister Six. So if you're not a Spider-Man fan, please do some research. Sinister Six is one of the biggest kind of storylines in the Spider-Man world, but they're not going to be doing the original Sinister Six. Now, we already know that we're going to get Vulture and Scorpion and Mysterio. Now, Mysterio, they're still signing Jake Gyllenhaal. They're just working out his contract. Not saying he's not going to do it, but just kind of, you know, making sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. But they just signed another, a couple of people. But you can kind of just imagine what these individuals are going to play. So I'm really, really hoping, Jesus, help us. But I'm really hoping that, you know, some of the, I'm not going to get into it that much because I'll get a little bit excited here. But we already know, based off of what Emergency Awesome on YouTube has found out, that they're going to be putting it together at the end of the film. They're going to find the sixth person, and maybe it could be a post-credit scene where they are putting together the Sinister Six, and the next Spider-Man will be the Sinister Six. So that's going to be something exciting. But the only thing, this is the last Spider-Man film in the contract of Marvel and Sony sharing, but probably they are going to, you know, extend the contract or make a new contract, because I don't see this ever stopping. And last Spider-Man news before the commercial break, we are going to get some updates into Spider-Man intro to the Spider-Verse, from Sony. That's another thing that we're going to be kind of riding into the end of this year, because that, I mean, a lot of people are kind of missing this, but this is going to be a great film, because you got to have, this is something that we've kind of been waiting for, but the artistic of Sony animation on this film is groundbreaking. Hope you saw trailer 2, but we're going to get Gwen Spider. We're going to get Spider-Man Noir. We're going to get Spider-Man, the original Peter Parker. And I mean, all of these, man, I just, this is going to be very, very exciting to see. And they've already confirmed two other Spider-Mans going to be in the world. So if you're not really a Spider-Man fan, again, like I said, and know the Spider-Verse, you're going to be lost, but still you're going to have fun. So, all right, let's get this commercial break and get into our DC news. So on to the DC news. Okay. Whew. All right, guys. Like, what's coming out? Like, I know DC. Let me have this conversation with you guys. And please, if you are listening on the Anchor app, please hit some claps for me, guys. Now, I know DC is going to take years to catch up to what Marvel's doing, but in a way, we shouldn't want them to be competing. Now, if you're a true comic lover, a true, I'll just keep it there, a comic lover, it shouldn't be any kind of, it's kind of racism in a way. Well, you're a DC fan, or you're a Marvel fan. It shouldn't be like that. It should be a community that we love both worlds. I don't love any more of DC than I do Marvel. I love them equally, okay? And I know the DC in the animated movie world is what the MCU is now in cinematic live action movie. But DC, I'm not saying a comeback, I'm not saying it, but it's making really great moves in the release of DC Universe streaming service. Guys, hear me. The DC Universe streaming service is unbelievable. And I think they are the spearhead of what Marvel might do in the future, or Disney might do in the future in a way, okay? Because if you haven't heard of the DC Universe streaming service, it's going to be $7.99. It's the same as Netflix. It's everything that DC has ever made, film and TV, animated and live action, okay? But you also get unlimited comic book, well, of course, digital comic books, reads from new stuff that just released, as well as old stuff, and you can put it in a collection. Also, it has a reward system, as well as a store where you can get product on. There's times where they're going to be throwing, because of your rewards and points and whatever, they have like achievements, you can win tickets to movies for DC stuff later in the year, later in the future. Guys, this is amazing for $7.99. That's like you get Netflix and Marvel Unlimited together. That's amazing. Now, again, I think the price is very, very good for what you're getting. One of the big things I'm excited for the DC Universe, guys, if you are fans of the Batman animated series back then, it's going to be in high definition remastered. I can't wait, because if you still watch that series, it's still good, guys. Because Kane was the original writer of those series, so that's something that is going to be amazing. Can't wait for it. I don't know exactly when it's going to be released, but I think it's going to be in the beginning of 2019. So be on the lookout for that, because there's going to be a lot of stuff that is dropping. Because since I started with DC Universe, because there's a lot of information, a lot of content that Comic-Con has been releasing that's going to come from DC Universe. Now, you guys have been hearing some of it in and out about the Titans TV live action series. Didn't know until months ago that it's going to be an original series only seen on DC Universe streaming service. That is, I was kind of shaken a little bit, because I was like, they're putting a lot of money in this and it looks really, really good. Haven't seen a trailer yet, but Comic-Con just released a trailer. Please, if you haven't seen it, go see it, because it's going to be an R-rated dark TV series. Hell yeah. Like, I'm the only reason why I'm saying that, because when you're messing around with DC, it's a very thin line, because DC is a different texture than Marvel is. DC is a lot more darker because it's detective comics. So the scene with the first trailer of Titans, guys, it looks amazing. The only thing I'm scared about is Beast Boy. If they mess that up, they might mess up the whole series. But the series, as already said, majority of the series is going to gravitate around Robin and Raven. So first couple seconds in the trailer, Robin jumps down in this alleyway and just literally kills all these thugs, because we already know with Dick Grayson, when he becomes the transition from Robin into Nightwing, he is just like, he doesn't care, like he doesn't go by Batman rules, he can kill. So the thugs in the hall, in the alleyway, is like, man, Batman. And Robin's just going down, just kicking everybody's butt and killing everybody. And he just basically drops an F-bomb and says, F Batman. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is not going to be no CW TV series. And I'm not against the CW, because I love The Flash, I love Black Lightning, but wow, like, this is something that we have been looking for a very, very long time. And the cast is really, really good. So be on the lookout for that, because Comic-Con has already released that they are going to be doing some other original series only on DC Universe. So I'm like, here we go. DC is coming back in a way, okay? So also some other DC news, guys, is Henry Cavill, that plays Superman, is talking a little bit about the Man of Steel 2. Now, again, Man of Steel 2 is a little bit down the ways, because we got Shazam around the corner, we got Aquaman around the corner, and Shazam's trailer should be coming out pretty soon, so be on the lookout for that. And they're just getting ready for the Justice League 2 down the road. Now, I think the next movie that they're going to be doing after Shazam and Wonder Woman will be the Green Lantern Corps, because they're already writing the scripts for that. Now, that's something that me personally, as a DC fan, I've been looking for a really good Green Lantern movie. Never really got it, just to open that universe. And we already saw the tease in Justice League that the Green Lantern Corps will be coming, and it's near. So after that, we might be looking at Man of Steel 2, but with Henry, he kind of put it out to Screen Rant. Shout out to Screen Rant that he really wants Brainiac for the Man of Steel 2 villain. And I can totally see that because we already know the Justice League 2 villain. We already kind of know that from the Easter eggs from Batman vs. Superman as well as Justice League. So it's going to be Darkseid. But speaking of Darkseid, this is a lot of DC content. Bam, 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 bam. So hopefully you guys, you're catching up. But in the comic world, DC is launching, I think it's called Justice League Odyssey, where this is kind of like a, if you're in the comic world, you're like, what the heck moment, is Darkseid is actually joining the Justice League for a bit. That's something you're like, say what? So that's something that be on the lookout for that. A lot of comics have a lot of really good comics, a lot of good writers have dropped some things this week as well as last week, as well as the Captain Marvel series, but I've already done with Marvel. I'm talking about DC, so be on the lookout for those. The Shazam filmmakers already have plans for sequels, so that's kind of interesting. But again, I really want to know how this Shazam movie is going to be played out. Is it going to be a comedy? Is it going to be, because I mean, if it is a comedy in a way of like Thor 3 was, Thor Ragnarok, it can work. But I'm just kind of skeptical a little bit until I see something. You know, I have to see a trailer, I have to see something. So, kind of wrapping up some of the news and wrapping up some of this episode, guys. So, I'm still on the fence over this. I'm still on the fence. But they've already almost done with writing the Joker film, which is going to be called Joker or The Joker. And Joaquin Phoenix has been casted to play Joker. Now, I don't really like Joaquin Phoenix at all. And it's nothing on him. It's just something me personally, through my film eye, I don't think he's a really great, I'll just say this, he's not good for the part. But again, we know how things can be transformed. So I think he's already a little bit too old. His bone structure to his jaw is not, it's a little bit too wide, too big. So I really don't know how they're going to do this. But again, it's a Joker film. I'm up for it. I'm excited to see it in a way. I'm kind of still on the fence of it. But I mean, we'll see where it's kind of going with that. But a lot of stuff. I mean, I didn't want to make this episode long. But there's so much comic news that has been out. It's just a lot. So I'm going to probably be doing an episode about just different comics that have been coming out. If you are a comic reader, please get around reading Secret Empire. I was on the Aminio app, and a lot of you guys, I'm going to be kind of having some sponsorship from Aminio in the future, but Aminio app is a really good app, guys, that you can kind of geek out together in just different kind of communities. But we were talking about all these different comics that have been releasing, and still I put a poll out that what's your favorite comic? I'm going to be asking you guys, so please go on my Twitter, Hard in the Paint Pod, P-O-D, or my Instagram, that's Hard in the Paint Podcast, and please DM me your stuff and follow me and just kind of let me know on my Twitter what you guys think. I'm going to be putting out a poll. What's your favorite comic series? Now, on the Aminio app, Civil War One, the first one in the comic book series, was still record-breaking. And I know that was a great, great comic. But I also put Secret Empire in there, and I think I was the only one to vote. So be on the lookout. Go get the Secret Empire graphic novel. It's really amazing. It's probably one of the best storylines that I've heard in a very long time. Nothing epic like Civil War and Secret Wars, but please be on the lookout for that. All right, that's all I have for you guys today. I know there's a lot of content, but here, guys, if you love what you hear, please hit the subscribe button and the favorite button on the Anchor app. Also, guys, for this month and next month. I'm actually going to be putting it out there because of the digital release and the release of Infinity Wars. Digital release happens at the end of this month, and I think it's 2 weeks into August, the actual physical release of Avengers Infinity Wars. I am going to be doing 5 shirts of old Snap shirt. It's basically the Infinity Gauntlet, just snapping from the old Infinity Gauntlet comic by Stan Lee, and it just basically says "Oh Snap" on it. So I'm gonna be putting those shirts out. All you have to do to win and enter to win is subscribe and share this episode somewhere on social media and tag me in it to enter the win. And the drawing will end at the middle of August, like right after the physical copy of Infinity War releases. I will name the winners on my social media, and then please, I'll get more information from your addresses so I can mail it out. But that is only for the guys that have shared an episode. Share the episode, guys, and on the social media where you shared it, please tag me in it. If in order to tag me, you have to be following me. So please be on the lookout. Please follow the Twitter account, Hard in the Paint Pod. Okay, if you need me to spell it, Jesus, I will. Hard in the Paint Pod, all one word, cap sensitive. And Hard in the Paint Podcast on Facebook as well as Instagram. Majority of the time I am on Twitter. Most of the time, guys, I am retweeting and putting up content like simultaneously all day. So hit me up, share that, share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook, and tag me in it. All right, guys, to enter the win, the Heart in the Paint, Oh Snap special shirt that you can't find anywhere else. Bam. All right, guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to hear me ramp about stuff that maybe you do care about or you don't. But thank you so much for listening to Heart in the Paint. Stay awesome, guys.